Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooliga Church of Christ in Ooliga, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. Today we're looking at how Christians are the salt of the earth. This is our third lesson in this series, and this will be the final one, as you look at a danger to avoid. A branch may become fruitless, as we see in John 15. A sheep may stray, as we see in Luke 15. And as some may depart, in Luke 15, verse 11 and following. And salt may lose its savor. Yes, a Christian can apostatize, fall from grace, and be lost. Galatians 5, 4 and 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. How can a Christian, as a salt of the earth, lose his savor, or we would say today, his faith? First, it was immediately following the Beatitudes that Jesus affirmed, "Ye are the salt of the earth," Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. Therefore, we can conclude that those who possess the qualities expressed in the Beatitudes are truly the salt of the earth. Thus, we may lose our Savior or our faith by failing to be poor in spirit, mourners, meek, desirous of righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, and the happily persecuted ones. We also can lose our Savior or our faith as the salt of the earth when we lose from our characters those inherent qualities of salt discussed in our previous lessons. And lastly, by constant exposure and participation in the illegitimate things of the world, a Christian will lose his saltiness. Salt in the eastern countries is found in the earth in veins or layers, and when it is exposed to rain and sun, it loses its saltiness, just as Christians can also lose their influence as well. As we conclude with our series looking at how Christians are the salt of the earth, let's conclude with this thought. When evaporated, every ton of water from the Atlantic Ocean yields 81 pounds of salt. A ton of water from the Pacific yields 79 tons. A ton from the Arctic and the Antarctic yields 85 pounds, and the water from the Dead Sea yields 187 pounds to the ton. After observing the qualities of salt in this lesson, it is challenging and humbling and provoking to ask ourselves how much of the salt of Christian influence do I have in me? We may refresh our memories of the Lord's words as we find in Matthew 5, verse 13, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men." Matthew 5, verse 13. We find in this text a description to appreciate, "Ye are the salt of the earth," a danger to avoid, "But the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?" and a danger to abhor, it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be trodden under foot of men." Let us strive to be the Christians who are the salt of the earth, and not lose our saltiness, but to remain faithful to God and to keep our good influence among the world.